Sheffield Steelers, the hockey team, the ice hockey team, they've kind of risked the wrath of 1D fans, really, as they're taking on the world's biggest boy band, and it's not in a game. They're talking about a postponed fixture. And now the Elite League ice hockey side saw their away match against the Belfast Giants at the SSE Arena postponed because 1D needed to reschedule their concert. It was unfortunately Liam falling ill on the night and he couldn't perform. They said the only day they had was a Friday, I believe, and it all just went crazy. Now, Steelers owner Tony Smith has called the postponement unacceptable and said it was not the end of the matter. But on the phone with us right now, from the Sheffield Steelers, I've got David Sims. You right there, David?
How are you, fella? You okay?
Yeah, very good, thank you. Very, very good. So, a bit of a crazy situation, possibly one that you wouldn't have expected in the world of ice hockey and something you've never come up against before. Just tell me what you make of all this madness.
Well, you say crazy, but it's a One Direction problem, so it could be crazy, 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 couldn't it?
Oh, there he is!
Hey, I haven't been interviewed many times today about this, have I? I've got that line into most of them. Listen, it's a situation that's very unfortunate, first of all, first and foremost. And it's unfortunate for the 10,000 kids who couldn't watch One Direction play on Tuesday. They were supposed to play Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. We are supposed to play the Belfast Giants on Friday, Saturday. Of course, the cancelled gig was Tuesday, and now they want to go Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, moving that gig. Now, all arenas move ice hockey fixtures from time to time. However, they don't move them at 3 days' notice. The other thing is that the Belfast Arena actually owns the Belfast Giants. So that's why they've been able to do this at short notice. That has made it very inconvenient to us. But, hey, we're all big boys at the Steelers, and we can put up with that. However, what about the 250 fans who are travelling? The people who have taken time off work because Belfast insist on playing Fridays, a working day. And what about their travel expenditure? What about all of that? So what we have been upset about isn't that they've cancelled the fixture. It's, you know, this feeble attempt of pacifying, you know, our supporters that really need to be compensated. They're going to make, what, £150,000 on this gig? And they're talking about, you know, offering them 20% off at Frankie and Benny's, 25% off at the Titanic Museum, and a free ticket to the Saturday game. That's not really compensation. We think that the Belfast Giants, which is, of course, the Belfast Arena, they've kind of been a little bit disrespectful to our league, our game, our supporters, but also the Belfast Giants supporters that turn up there 25, 30 times a year. You know, the Belfast Giants owners have really said One Direction fans are more important than you this weekend, and I think that's wrong. And that's why we'll continue this fight to get proper compensation for our supporters going forward.
It's very, very kind of controversial in some ways, I guess, isn't it? Because, like you said, the owner's there saying that maybe 1D fans are more important than his own fans. And as we all know, that's not right in the end of the day, is it? Everyone should be kind of treated equally here. But we've mentioned about compensation before, because this has happened. Obviously, if you look at the likes of the Tyson Fury and Klitschko fight that was put off, obviously, Kell Brook, he's not going to be able to fight this weekend in Sheffield. People turning up for him, are they going to return the tickets? Are they going to get a refund? Well, maybe not. Are we talking about compensation?
And sometimes things happen that are out of your control. We had a situation last year whereby, you know, our rink broke down and we just couldn't play a game. Now, that's out of your control.
Yeah.
The other thing is, if this happened in Sheffield, let's for argument's sake say One Direction were playing in Sheffield. And by the way, One Direction have taken a date off us. They've taken this Saturday off us. We were, you know, we'd have loved to have been playing at home this Saturday, but we can't because One Direction are playing in Sheffield. So if the arena in Sheffield decides another gig is coming in, they can move us. We're a tenant. They're the landlord. That's the relationship that we have. However, in Belfast, it's a different relationship. The Giants are the arena. The arena are the Giants. They're all part of the Odyssey Trust. That's the whole group that they are. So these are the same people making those decisions, and they've made a very distinctive decision here about who's the more important. And they'll try and get around you, but at the end of the day, it's a commercial decision. Now, fair enough. You've made a commercial decision. You're entitled to do that, Belfast. Well done on you. You've made a few quid. Well, you can't keep all of that few quid if you've put some other people out of pocket. You've got to reimburse them, and you've got to give them proper compensation. Proper compensation is hard cash. It's not 20% off this, 25% off that, go to the cinema and we'll give you free popcorn. It's none of that, which are the things that are being talked about at the moment. Our supporters are entitled to hard cash back because it's hard cash that they've had to outlay at the beginning.
Dave, it's Pete Spencer in the studio. It's
hey,
Oh, yeah. It's a terrible loss, this, for Steelers fans. And obviously, you talked about the fact that they now find themselves out of pocket. From a player's and a coach's point of view, how is Paul Thompson dealing with this? Because obviously, he will have had to play three fixtures in three games. Now it's just two in 2 days. But how are the squad coping with this?
Well, in two different ways, actually. Paul, in one sense, he's perhaps a little bit relieved that he's not having to play 3-3 and he's playing now 2-2. I guess from a playing point of view, there's a little bit of a positive here from that point of view. But on another side, players always like to skate the day before a game. And it's a ritual the players like to be in, and they don't like to be off their skates for a day before they play an Elite League game. And, of course, they will be now because we'll practice today, Thursday, as we have already done, and they're expecting to play tomorrow. We won't play tomorrow. We'll still travel to Belfast tomorrow, but there's no ice in Belfast, so we can't then skate the day before a game and that game against Belfast on Saturday. So it's a chicken and egg situation. I think part of Paul wishes the game was still going ahead, and part of Paul couldn't really care less that it's off. This fight, if you like, that the Steelers have got embroiled in today with Radio Ulster and Stephen Nolan and everybody else who've had TV and radio coming out of our ears this afternoon, is really more to just do with the fans. We just think they should be rightfully compensated. And if they are, we'll shake Belfast's hand and walk away.
Does that extra day as well give you maybe a couple of players that may be doubtful for the Friday night game the chance to maybe get into the lineup? Or no, not at all?
No, it needs a fair few games to be cancelled for that type of piece. No, the guys who are out, and 24 hours isn't going to make any difference to them.
Mm. I think, yeah, you mentioned a lot about the compensation. I think this is going to be a big thing that kind of rolls on with a lot of other events that get postponed. Or, yeah, like I said, we've seen all these two big boxing fights postponed, or in a way. I mean, the event in Sheffield is still going on Saturday night with Chris Eubank Jr. on the undercard. He's actually going to main event this now instead of Kell Brook, who did his rib. Vladimir Klitschko, he pulled out of that with Tyson Fury, and speaking to Tyson himself, he was fuming.
I hear what you're saying about that, and that happens. And but I think here we're probably talking about 1% of the money Belfast are going to make on this One Direction gig coming back to our fans. I think $2,500 probably appeases every single fan.
Oh yeah, what I'm saying is I think compensation's right. I think this should happen.
Yeah,
I think
they should give
them compensation, and there should be some. There should be some way that, obviously all sports are different, things are different, the way, things happen. No, you've got friends travelling over there, and hotels, flights, ferry, whatever. However they're going to get over there, it doesn't really matter. You've got people going over,
fans,
who spent money.
We had fans leave today for the ferry. At 10 o'clock this morning, I was doing a radio interview on a rival station to your good selves, and they had a supporter who was on a supporters club bus today, Thursday, driving because it was cheaper and it was the way he could do it. He's had to take 2 days off work.
That's the thing. It's what people are taking days off work, taking the holidays out. So obviously the compensation is not there. There's got to be some way that sport in general can get this sorted out. There must be some kind of compensation board for this kind of stuff.
Well, I don't even think it needs a compensation board here. I think it needs a little bit of common sense. And it needs, we're making a couple of hundred thousand quid here, and for a couple of thousand quid we can resolve this situation, put it to bed. And the bad publicity Belfast, the Odyssey Trust and the SSC Arena are getting right now, for the sake of a couple of grand, they could put this to bed and be made to look kings rather than made to look fools. And hopefully that will happen. Hopefully time and as the day goes by. And this wouldn't have been an easy decision for them to make. I would imagine it was a pretty stressful day in that dressing room when they were, you got the One Direction management, you've got the arena promoters, you've got everything going off in there, and they're making a decision like this. It doesn't come easily. And they've also got 10,000 screaming kids outside. So it's not an easy decision for them to make. And we don't say they've made the wrong decision in cancelling it. But having cancelled it, now do the right thing by the people who are out of pocket.
Yeah, definitely. It needs to be done, doesn't it? Let's have a little focus on the game. Obviously, still got the game on Saturday night. What are we expecting from this?
We're expecting hopefully 2 points. Pete is your expert there, and hopefully he'll confide. But we're playing well right now, the Sheffield Steelers. We beat the Giants twice a couple of weeks ago at home, once pretty convincingly, once very tightly. Belfast have had a couple of players, Lloyd and Peacock, suspended in the last 24 hours for incidents against the Cardiff Devils in their last home game. We go in a little bit beat up and injured. We got no Freda, we got no Duca, we got no Dowd. But we've got the player of the week, the Elite League player of the week, Chris Lawrence, who got 5 goals in 4 days in three games. and he's on fire at the moment. So, hey, it's a tough game. This is going to be, these teams are going to be 1-2-3 in the league when it comes to the end of the season. There's a fine piece of paper between them. But if we can win this series and get some points in Belfast on the road, it sets up sauce very nicely for them coming back on Sunday when we play Manchester at the Sheffield Arena.
Dave, how much of how good a pickup has Chris Lawrence been? You know, a man in form, he said it there, 5 goals in 3 games since arriving last week.
A bit better than we thought, Chris, eh? When we picked him up. You know, we picked up a guy just to fill a body spot because we were really short and we were beat up and we were injured. And Chris has turned out to be, you know, just a godsend to us at the moment. I think it all shows what the C word is, confidence. And he has zero confidence in Coventry. He had 9 games. He had 1 assist. He was ridiculed throughout the league as a player that, you know, just wasn't up for the task. And he scores 1 goal for, and you know what, for a period and a half, he looked that player for us, didn't he? And then he scores a goal, and all of a sudden, bing, he comes to light, scores a second one, we win the game. We go into Nottingham, his former team, where he scored 25 goals last year, bang, he gets the winner. He comes home, we look dead and buried against Brayhead, bang, he gets the equaliser, bang, he gets the game winner in overtime, and all of a sudden, they want to build a statue outside the arena for him. So, it's just confidence, and right now, he's 6'3", he's walking around like he's 6'7". When he walked from Coventry to Sheffield, he was like he was 5'2". And he's super, super bloke, settled in really well. And I would imagine in the next week we'll try and make him an offer that we'll keep him here for the end of the year.
That was going to be my next question. How long could you see him being at a club? Obviously, he was signed on a short term deal, but is there wiggle room there for Tony Smith to free up a bit of?
You know what, Tony won't be the problem, I don't think. I don't think Tony will be an issue here. I think, as long as it's all reasonable, as long as nobody's daft on either side, then I think there's a deal to be done. If Chris is daft, there won't be a deal to be done. If Tony's daft, there won't be a deal to be done. But I think if everybody's reasonable here, then I wouldn't foresee too much of an issue. I think he's happy here. He's comfortable here. I think he's somebody that perhaps needs to be comfortable where he plays, and I think he's found a nice home.
You know what we need to see out of this? Apart from the compensation, I think we need to see a match between you guys and 1D.
That would be lovely, and at least we'd sell out.
Can you imagine some of the incidents on the ice would be pretty amazing. It would be a wonderful sight.
I think it would be. You know what, we're happy for the kids that they get to see their band in Belfast. That's good. But now you've done the right thing there by them kids. Now just do the right thing by the supporters and compensate them. We're not asking for millions. We're asking for 150 quid each for 200 odd people. That's not hardship, is it?
It's not at
when
you all.
Just make quarter of a million. Not when you just make quarter of a million on a gig.
Not at all. David, thank you very much for joining us. Really putting this side across. I think the issue of compensation needs to be looked at in all sports, really, for instance like this. Good luck at the weekend, and hopefully no direction is getting your way.
Hopefully none will be, and you should get yourself down. Pete knows the directions to the arena, or the one direction to the arena. So we look forward to seeing you down. We look forward to seeing you down at our games as well.
He's got all the puns. I'll be there, mate. I'll see you later.
John Isherwood, home time on Radio Yorkshire. Sport, tunes and questionable banter guaranteed.